Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. What about background characters? Like, who you got people that sort of, not your main characters that you liked?
I really liked Old Laughing Boy, Salacious Crumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the character that you did the voice for?
Yeah. So it was me. I was like...
And for everyone listening, he's not doing an impression of Salacious Crumb. He's just living his lifestyle. That is...
He did that professionally for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. That was his role on Breakfast Radio. Pizza wonky, I do Pakistani voice.
I did have to, like, there were, on days where I was sick, like, they used to release, like, these Gotcha Call CDs. And so on days that I was sick, I was not there, obviously, to hear the Gotcha Call. So they would play them back to me in a studio and I had to just sit there and laugh at it for the CD.
Oh, man.
So weird. Just be alone going... I don't mean it. All lies.
And what did you think of... we spoke on that night, of the Force Awakens night, about the film.
Where you thought you'd won the grand final and your friend thought you'd lost.
Oh, that was something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That was one of the most spectacular moments of my life.
Does he still hate Force Awakens?
No, I think he's come about a little bit. We're talking about Darren Maxwell from Starwalking, and it was... It was one of my favourite things ever that there was like 250 people in this bar. It's like, by then, it's like 3:30 in the morning. We're just hepped up on beer and nerdgasms. And then the longest reigning Star Wars fan in the room gets up and goes, "Not feeling it, guys." And here's 10 reasons. Like, the look of shock of all everyone in the room was just... It was... The best.
You don't get that with footy. There's no, like, the end of the game. Yeah, we won. One guy going, I think we might have lost.
Oh, no, I have done that.
When Collingwood won the second grand final after the...
In 2010, they drew the grand final, so they replayed it a week later.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't want to win this way. It's sad.
Oh.
It was like... You know, it just felt like a...
You spoilt brat. You've had that many grand final wins. This one isn't up to my standards. Fuck you.
There's
only like been, Matt Preston on MasterChef.
In my lifetime and I'm 45.
You're like Matt Preston from MasterChef in front of a starving Ethiopian kid going, "I don't like this sandwich."
So when was the last time your team won the football grand final?
2010. Yeah.
What about you?
1954.
2015, motherfuckers.
Oh, you're a Hawthorn fan. Fuck you.
The Force Awakens held that cup up.
I know. Someone's making a meme right now. The Fawthorn Awakens.
They're not.
Well done for pretending to laugh at that, nerds. Thank you.
So did you go back? Did you go back for a rewatch after Darren ruined the film for you?
Yeah, I saw it... I think I saw it Christmas Eve in like the gold class. It's my boyfriend's birthday on Christmas Eve. And so I went back to Sydney and was like, "Here's your present. Watch your movie."
I would hang shit on you for that, but I did go see it in gold class kind of on my honeymoon. So, so glass houses.
Hey, I paid for dinner. They brought it to the table. But yeah, so I've seen it like... I think I've seen it like 4 times.
What do you think these days, after the buzz and has died down?
I still really like it. I like that it kind of, it does follow a lot of the beats from the first film, but I love that you've got these characters that we still know not that much about. And that was one of the exciting things about Star Wars as a kid. It's like, how can he be his dad? It's like, I haven't told us he can't be. So maybe he is.
Yeah.
You have to wait 3 years to find out the next bit. And I like that stuff. Like, where is Rey from? Where was Finn taken from when he was a kid? Like, you know, all that. I love all that stuff that's sort of just floating around. And like, you know, it's because of the internet now, it's like, you know, theory craziness, as your t-shirt will attest.
Thank you. Sweet plug. That is a cool thing that JJ did, was because there's so much information now.
Yeah.
Like when a film is released on that day, there's so much, like all the books come out with the schematics and they're awesome. But that was stuff that sort of drip dropped out back in the day. So it's good to have all this information out. But then essentially when you go, I don't know anything about the two main characters in this film.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I don't even have a surname.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's sick. It's, at the time, annoying as hell. Because
it is a Star Wars thing. It's like, I need to know the name of that thing that brushes past in like one frame. they've now made a dolly of.
Well, in football terms, it would be like you watch the grand final and you know all the players' names, but then you know everyone in the crowd. They've got backstories as well. Yeah. Oh, there's Dennis. He's a doctor.
There's no level of nerdness with if you go on a footy podcast. You go, all right, you know your DVD, the 2010 grand final. Who's your favourite crowd member? who's
it's the girl who flashes her tits, of course.
It's like Marvel did a good comic series on Denise. She had to line up for a beer for a long time during that game. It's a great backstory, you know. It's such a dense universe.
And then there was, you remember that you could get the action figure of the woman with the face like a dropped pie who also had dropped a pie.
Old
you
mate pie dropper.
Separate thing, you would always lose it. Sorry. I lost Darth Vader's body, but I kept his head when I was a kid.
How do you lose a body and have the head?
I don't know. I just still had the head for years. I don't know where it is now. It's been missing.
Well, how weird would that be as a parent if your son went, whose favourite character is Darth Vader for some weird reason, and it's like, I lost my Darth Vader figure, but I've still got the head.
There was a pile of gravel outside our house for like, you know when you're a kid, it feels like 17 months. It was probably like 2 days. But I would, they would have adventures in the gravel, and some of them never came back from the gravel. They're probably now paved in Brunswick somewhere.
Ooh!
So future historians will dig up this
little plastic cape, this the sword that came out of his arm. He had to press the thing up and down.
How are you feeling about The Force Awakens these days?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. Still, it's I think I've seen it 3 times, and I'm planning a fourth early next year when my baby finally goes to sleep. No, my brother hasn't seen it.
It's a very loud film. I wouldn't watch that.
My brother hasn't seen it, and every around January, the family...
You're not my brother!
Oh, no, he is my brother, and we fully make out during Empire Strikes Back. Oh. In a...
like a true Star Wars fan.
And my brother doesn't watch films. Even though we grew up watching Star Wars, he just doesn't watch. And the only time he watches a film for the whole year is when we go down to Ocean Grove and I have. And he tells me, show me the best film of the year. Last year I showed him Kingsman, which he loved.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I loved it so much. And yeah, this year it's Force Awakens.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives
of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.